Thank you, because we'll not leave same way we came. We touched, changed, transformed. We'll be added to. We'll be helped, aided, assisted by the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for power. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, just follow me closely. You can take your seat. Amen, amen. Praise God. Can you keep your desires strong? Right? Red hot. Can you keep your expectations strong? Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just pay attention, all right? Make sure that you are alert. Amen, amen. Colossians chapter 1. You're gonna feel the power of God tonight like electricity. Okay? It's going to be strong. Amen? Strong. It'll feel it like electricity. Amen? Praise God. It'll help you to have a reference point. When this happened to me, this and this and that, I began to see in my life. Amen. Praise God. Colossians chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 1:27. Colossians chapter 1, just a brief charge, all right? Just a brief charge. Maintain, sustain the atmosphere. Amen? Stay in tongues. Keep your desires red hot. Keep your expectations strong. Amen, amen. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, he had started by saying from verse 25 that he was made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. To whom God, okay, so to whom will be? To the saints, right? Hey, are you there? To whom God will make known, it will make manifest, it will make apparent, it will cause to understand what the riches of the glory of this mystery. among the Gentiles. And what is it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Of course, the word hope is the word elpis. E-L-P-I-S. It's a Greek word, right? And it simply means, I mean, we learned that earlier today, expectation. If it's in the verb form, it will mean to expect. Okay, to hope, to anticipate, you know, expectation. Christ in you, the hope, the expectation, the anticipation, the confidence. So Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. Of course, the word glory, doxa, D-O-X-A, a word that describes weight, dignity, okay? That which is heavy. Now, there's a way this word is used here, or what it implies. It means glory as very apparent. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, there are two things to understand. Number one, Christ in you is glory. Christ in you is the glory of God in you. Amen? The weight of God. Weight. The dignity. All that God is. Christ in you is glory. Amen? Now, what does Paul mean by saying Christ in you, the hope of glory? Christ in you now becomes a guarantee for manifest glory. Amen? The one that is apparent. Christ in you, the hope, the expectation. That is, because he is in you, you can now look forward to glory manifest. Hallelujah. Praise God. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. So the same way in Psalm 16, can't remember the particular verse now. That's between verse 8 and 11. It says, My flesh shall rest in hope. Okay? Now, it was in the hope of resurrection. So it was in hell because it was sure, confident that resurrection shall be. Amen? So, Christ in you now becomes the confidence you have. It becomes the right and the privilege you have to expect glory as very apparent. So Christ in you gives you the license, okay, or the ticket to manifest glory, to experiences and encounters in God. Praise God. To experiences and encounters in God. Christ in you. Amen? You know, if you ordered for something and you made your payment online and they sent you the ticket, let's assume you want to board a plane. You're flying somewhere that is some distance. Or maybe you can't go by road, or you don't want to spend all day on route, and then you take a flight, and then you go on the website of the airline, and then you put in your details, boom, 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 and then when it's done, they say this is the fee, and then pay, and then you put in your card, and boom, they take the money from your account, and then they show you that this is your ticket. Maybe they even say this is your seat, or they send you an email and say this is your e-ticket, and then you print it out or you make it available on your phone. When you're going to the airport, you don't say, will they allow me enter? Right? You won't say that. I've paid. Amen? I have my ticket. Praise God. When I get to every point, every stop, I have confidence because I paid. Praise God. I bought the ticket from the airline. I didn't pick up a ticket on the road and cleaned it off and used, what's that white thing again? Is it Tippex? To clean all the pages that I wrote to my name. I didn't do that. I paid. Amen? So when I get there, first point, if I have luggage, give it to them. They wait, they say, okay, you're good to go. Then you move on, you get your boarding pass. And then you confidently sit down in the lounge waiting for the flight. And say, flight so-so-so is ready. You get up. Yeah. You get ready to board the plane. And I said, this way, you confidently go. When you get the foot of the aircraft, you say, will they allow me? And you climb up and say, they must have given you the ticket itself, the one that you should have gotten, maybe if you purchase over the counter. And then when you get into the plane, you say, look at it. This way, please. Your seat is something, E7 or whatever. And you sit down and you go. And when you arrive, get off the plane and you move on. Praise God. So Christ in you, the right to expect glory. Amen, amen. There's a payment that has been done on your behalf. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You have put faith in it. Christ now resides in you by His Spirit. Hope of glory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Don't forget, glory as very apparent. So by Christ being in you, there's glory in you. Amen? And you're not floating in the air. There's glory in you. But the hope of glory here is glory as manifest, apparent, that which can be seen. Amen, amen. That which can be seen, that which can be felt. Christ in you, the hope of glory. 28 says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. So I'll say there's glory here. Hallelujah. Okay, so not the one in, yes, there's glory here because Christ is in you. Amen. But see, there's glory. Hallelujah. Amen. See what it does. 1 Kings chapter 8. First Kings 8, are you there? Verse 10 to verse 11, or maybe 13. First Kings chapter 8 from verse 10 to verse 13. Verse 10. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. The cloud filled the house of the Lord. Again, it came to pass. The cloud filled the house of the Lord. 11. So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the glory of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon spake, or then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Okay? You understand that? The darkness will be what? The cloud. Are you there? Aha. In the thick darkness. Okay. So Solomon said, the Lord said he would dwell in the thick darkness or the thick cloud. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. Hallelujah. So individually, we're temples of God, right? Temples, individually speaking. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. Temple of the living God. Okay? But we are one temple when we come together. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Well, I would say Ephesians 2:20-21. Fit for habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen? So our coming, our gathering becomes a habitation of God through the Spirit. In gatherings, we expect activities, right? We expect walkings. So, when we come together, we are one temple where the Spirit of God can work or flow. Where the Spirit of God can work in our midst. Amen, amen? Where the Spirit of God can work in our midst. So, the house of the Lord was filled with cloud. The priest could not minister. Okay? Why? Because of the cloud. Because of the cloud. So, you may look at it from the cloud. Maybe they could not see. It was thick. It was dark. But this was the actual reason. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. So, if you are conversant with the activities of priests in the Old Testament, when the high priest, for instance, goes into the holiest of all, he doesn't just go there. Yes, he goes there with blood. He also goes there with incense. There must be incense there. It will fill the holiest of all, such that when he applies the blood on the mercy seat, God will descend in that cloud. Amen? And when there's blood on the mercy seat, the priest has offered well. That's when he will come out alive and bless the people. Amen, amen? So, we will take the incense as the activities of men. Bible even refers to the prayer of the saints as, you know, incense. The activity or activities of men. The cloud. God now says, He will dwell in that cloud. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will dwell in that cloud. So, when men are actively involved or participating effectively, God dwells in their activities. And then things begin to happen. Amen, amen. God is not in the microphone. I'm the one using it. Amen. God is not in the chairs. You are the one sitting on it. God's desire is not to be in a space or a place. His desire is to dwell in man. Revelation 21 and 3. Behold the tabernacle of God. Man. That's God's desire. So, when activities are ongoing, activities of faith, you know, in Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, "For where two or three are gathered together, there I am in them." Is that what he said? No, where two or three are gathered together in my name. Okay? So, the togetherness and in the name will depict the activity of the men gathered. See, where two or three are gathered together, there I am. Yes, there's a fact, a spiritual fact, that as men who have put faith in Jesus, when we come together, we are fit for habitation of God. We become one temple, right? But in our activities, you find God in there. The God, the ambience of praises of his people. Amen? So, in the activities of men in the meeting, God will feel. Or God will be found in those activities. So, when men's hearts are yielded, filled with faith and honor, truly and sincerely dependent on the ongoing activities, God is always found. You would always see demonstrations. You would always see manifestations. You would always find expressions. God filled the cloud. He filled the house that the priest could not minister. Amen, amen. That the priest could not minister. And of course, looking at 12 and 13, Solomon now said, the Lord said he would dwell in the cloud. So it's the glory of God, the Lord in the cloud, that made the priest not to be able to minister. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place. Hallelujah. For thee to abide in forever. Say, I'm that place. Hey, come on, say, I'm that place. A settled place. Hallelujah. Say, God is at home in me. Hallelujah. Say, God is at home in me. A settled place. See, that's what he wants. He wants to dwell there. So he fashioned himself in you, as it were, or fashioned you after what he wants. He gave you his spirit. He said, this is where I want to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So individually speaking, putting faith in the sacrifice of Jesus or the gospel of Jesus Christ puts you on that pedestal. There's glory in you. You are the temple of God. You are the shrine of God, where God's activities take place. Amen, amen. Where expressions can come from. Manifestations, demonstrations. That's what God fashioned you to be. Ephesians 2:10. For his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Praise God. He fashioned us to be the house of his glory. The house of his glory. So what is required when we come together? Individual consciousness. We can say that another way. Proper preparation. A consciousness. I'm conscious that I'm the temple of God and God is in me. When we come together, we are now fit for habitation of God. It has to do with consciousness. Not just in the spiritual reality. Yes, it's a spiritual fact that our gathering becomes God's habitation. But the consciousness influences our activities where God has said he will dwell in. Does that make sense? Hey, are you there? So in a meeting, they say, how are they seeing it? What's their motivation? Why are they so full of joy? Why are they receiving? Just easily like that. Your consciousness, your heart, faith and honor, a deep consciousness that Christ in you, it puts you in that position of confidence. Yes, I can expect glory as very apparent. Amen. Praise God. I can expect glory as very apparent. Amen, amen. I can expect glory as very apparent. Glory to God. I've forgotten. I don't pay attention to that name. It was Ita, something like that. On Muma. She was in a meeting. She did like this. And said something and stopped there. And she was there for some 2 hours. Became something people were coming to see. Not tired. Not weak. Well, maybe. But just supernaturally helped to be in one position for some 2 hours. How is that possible? Say, I want to sit down and drink water and continue. There was an experience. She was enveloped in God's glory that, what men would ordinarily do, I've been standing for a while, let me sit down. Didn't happen in 72 hours. That's what God's glory does. And you know the beauty of it? After 72 hours, when she came back to normal life, so to say, she continued the statement that she was saying. After 72 hours. She continued. Just like saying, Christ in you. And just stop there. After 72 hours, the hope of glory. An encounter that 72 hours passed like nothing happened. Amen? Men can be enveloped in God's glory. Praise God. So it's not just in the demonstration that she stood for 72 hours. My God. She would have seen things. Praise God. She had encounters. Hallelujah. And they say, you get slain under the power of God. That's still a reality today. That you get knocked out and you're on the floor 3 hours. I didn't know. I just thought it was 5 minutes. And you're having visitations. And God was showing you things that ordinarily, if you probably were seated, you won't see. Amen? The glory of God. The priest could not stand. I believe that the days are here where we'll begin to have more physical demonstrations and manifestations. Amen? Amen. Where someone will be taking a note, not because he's lazy or doesn't know how to take notes, and will just pause for 30 minutes and come back. Hallelujah. Amen. And just seeing visions. Just get to Singapore on one street. I'm going to show you three faces and say, meet them soon. Amen. The glory of God. Amen. Amen. It's all a joke when we say we are citizens of heaven. Yes, we are men. And where we are, we ought to be is this earth. But by faith in Jesus, by becoming citizens of heaven, we can share in heavenly experiences. Glory to God. Heavenly experiences. We can share in that. We can share in that. We can have encounters in the heavenlies, with the heavenlies. We can have fellowship with the Godhead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that the priests could not stand. Glory to God. Someone's about to fall off their chairs. Oof. I hope I stay on my feet long enough myself. Perepititons afti flow close stagger pia tonda bina kums actum actum ankaga kilifus to provededas. Don't you know that God has made you on this earth as a channel and a conduit where he expresses his glory? Don't you know that you are that person that the natural and the mere man can see and have a taste of heaven? Cease to see yourself from the natural standpoint. Yes, you're still human, flesh. Yes. Yes. But there's a reality that you've come to. You have come to the realm of glory. The realm of glory. Hallelujah. Where the one that dwells in immortality, that dwells in light that no man can approach. That's where you have come to. So, as you live your life as a human that you are, God's plan is for you to constantly remind yourself that you share in the glory of the Godhead. In the glory of the Godhead. Our spiritual activities and exercises are to help us to make the necessary adjustments, come to more terms with who we are, what we have, what He has done for us and He has put in us. My habitation, your habitation is glory. 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 That's what it is. Where God can be found in full expression. Where the power of God can be seen. Where God can be met with. That's who and what you are. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of the ways to expect glory is to speak of it. I mean, in the light of Christ, glory could refer to many things, as it were. Christ Himself, what He has done, His Spirit in you, His life in you. That is all that God represents and is now resident in you and now with you. Glory. What you must now do is to speak of it. As you speak, you bring to manifestation or expression that which is God's and belongs to God and now resident in you. So your mouth must speak glory. Speak glory. Not just in the saying of glory itself. Well, I would say that's part of it. Amen. But in also speaking about the very realities . Look at Psalm 29. Psalm 29. It talked about the voice of the Lord. It says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon the waters, or upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Verse 9. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in His temple doth everyone speak of glory. Speak of glory. Speak of His glory. Amen? Amen. Speak of his glory. Of his glory. So by the voice, the voice. You know, when God says something and you give voice to it, that's the voice of God. Not because you have now become God, okay? Or you have now become, you know, that you're now God, like the king, what's his name again? Was it Nebuchadnezzar? Who was that? Who now considered himself because of the authority he had as a king and how people listened to him, how, you know, the things he said, people said, wow. I said, I'm now the voice of God. And pew, he just died. But when we give voice to the word of God, give voice to the words of God, give voice to the glory of God, what should we expect? Manifest glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Manifest glory. Amen, amen. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1. Shukuruti non fulate. Burakia. Pay attention to utterances. Let your words all the time be seasoned with grace. That way, you are showing that you're paying attention to utterances. For out of your lips, God seeks to find expression. Out of your lips, God seeks to gain entrance and access into the hearts of men. Pay attention to utterances. For that which you speak, glory is manifest. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1. Are you there? And verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. In simple terms, ye rejoice with joy that is unspeakable. A demonstration, an expression, a manifestation. But he says it is full of glory. Hallelujah. It's not different from the glory that filled the house that the priest could not stand. Amen. Praise God. That the priest could not stand. Not different. Glory, glory, glory. There's glory around you. Yep. Glory around you. She didn't just fall. When she gets up, things have changed. Things have changed. I keep seeing like a being standing beside someone. Just a being standing beside. Perhaps that's what you'd get to experience in your private devotion. It's like a being standing beside. I keep hearing you, sir. God will single you out. No, you can't say it. But I just heard God will single you out. Single you out. I don't know, maybe it's something you desire or something you long for, look for, but will, or something it is that you're doing, but God will single you out. All right? God will single you out. Amen. Praise God. How that makes sense? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So our rejoicing is full of glory, full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. Amen? Full of glory. So that means, take a lesson from 1 Kings 8, verse 10 and 11. There could be an issue in life and ministry. You can rejoice. Your rejoicing will be full of glory. That issue will have to go away. Men that God appointed and ordained could not stand in the glory. How much more challenges? They'll take a flight immediately. Run, 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 run. You just run. Hallelujah. As I just said, run, run, run. As I said, run. Someone just saw himself running. Just run, run, run. Do that. Do that. I was saying something else, but what you are hearing is run, run. Run it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our rejoicing is full of glory. It's filled with glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I say, what a spectacular experience. The priest could not stand. The cloud filled the house of the Lord, and God descended in the cloud. And Solomon said, God said he would dwell in the cloud. What a spectacular experience. I wish I was there. Just rejoice. The same thing shall be. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, our rejoicing is full of glory. What happened? The glory of God filled the house. So let's say it another way. The house of the Lord was full of glory. Amen. I'm sure you know that you are that house that he was talking about. Hallelujah. God said, I will dwell. Dwell, dwell, dwell. Christ in you, the expectation of glory. The anticipation. Hallelujah. Of glory. Anticipation. Of glory, the confidence, the confidence. Hallelujah. We are priests, praise God. Amen. So we rejoice in our rejoicing. Woo-hoo. In our rejoicing, we'll see glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been feeling like pointing to you since. Just do that. You. Yes. Hallelujah. So let's begin. It's full of glory, or full. Amen. Full of glory. Alright? So it means that the manifestation of God's glory is tied to your rejoicing. Okay? And I'm sure you know there's no glory that you will see by Woo! Like Reverend said, glory, glory. And that's all. Glory, glory, glory. 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 Glory! Woo! Full of glory. Our rejoicing is full of glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. We can have supernatural experiences where God tickles you. We can also act on God's word. To rejoice is a very simple thing.
It's a very simple instruction. Make yourself glad. That's just it. Say, just like that. Yes, just like that. Am I mad? Yes, you are mad. But before your father, you are okay, normal. To the world, you are mad. So accept it and begin to walk in your own now. Don't forget, it's full of glory. Full. Yeah.